Believe in Jesus. Is belief in Jesus enough for salvation? The Bible's answer. Christians believe that Jesus died for the sins of humankind. However, salvation requires more than believing in Jesus as Savior. The demons know that Jesus is the Son of God, but they face destruction, not salvation. Luke 4:41. What must I do to be saved? You must believe that Jesus sacrificed his life for our sins. This includes believing that Jesus was a real person and that all of what the Bible account says about him is accurate. Learn what the Bible really teaches. The Bible says that the Apostle Paul and Silas told a jailer, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will get saved." Then after that, they began to teach the word of Jehovah to the jailer. Acts 16:31 and 32. The footnote reads, "Jehovah is the name of God as revealed in the Bible." End of footnote. This indicates that the jailer could not truly believe in Jesus unless he had a basic understanding of God's word. He needed accurate knowledge based on the scriptures. Repent. You must also repent or feel deep sorrow over previous wrong attitudes and conduct. Your repentance will be obvious to others as you stop practices that offend God and do works that befit repentance. Acts 26:20. Get baptized. Jesus said that those who become his disciples would be baptized. The jailer mentioned earlier was baptized. Similarly, after the Apostle Peter taught a large crowd the truth about Jesus, those who gladly accepted his word were baptized. Acts 2:40 and 41. Obey Jesus' instructions. Those who observe all the things that Jesus commanded show by their life course that they are his followers. Matthew 28:20. They become doers of the word and not hearers only. James 1:22. Endure to the end. Jesus' disciples need endurance in order to be saved. For example, the Apostle Paul maintained strict obedience to Jesus' teachings and loyalty to God, and he endured in this course from the day he became a Christian until he died. What about the sinner's prayer? In some religions, people say certain prayers such as the sinner's prayer and the salvation prayer. Typically, those praying acknowledge their sinfulness and express belief that Jesus died for their sins. They also ask Jesus to come into their heart or life. But the Bible neither mentions nor recommends a formulaic sinner's prayer. Some people think that after expressing a sinner's prayer, a person is assured of eternal salvation. But no prayer in itself guarantees salvation. As imperfect humans, we continue to make mistakes. That is why Jesus taught his followers to pray regularly for forgiveness of sins. Furthermore, some Christians who were in line for eternal salvation lost that prospect because they fell away or turned away from God. Where did the sinner's prayer originate? Historians disagree regarding the origin of the sinner's prayer. Some suggest that the tradition started to develop during the Protestant Reformation. Others believe that people began to say the sinner's prayer during religious movements of the 18th and 19th centuries. In any case, the practice is not supported by Scripture. It actually conflicts with Bible teachings. Bible verses about belief in Jesus and salvation. Matthew 24:13. The one who has endured to the end will be saved. Meaning, to gain salvation, people must maintain their faithfulness throughout their life. Acts 16:30 and 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will get saved. Meaning, belief in Jesus is necessary to attain salvation. 1 Timothy 2:3 and 4. This is fine and acceptable in the sight of our Savior, God, whose will is that all sorts of people should be saved and come to an accurate knowledge of truth. Meaning: belief in Jesus must be based on accurate knowledge of Bible truth. Hebrews 5:9. Jesus became responsible for everlasting salvation to all those obeying him. Meaning: to gain salvation, people must both know and obey Jesus' commands.